Thank you for tuning in today. I hope you're blessed and just full of the Spirit of the Lord. And if not, maybe we can help you to find the Lord today. And thank you for tuning in for the teaching we have for you today. We're going to be continuing on in part two of a message we started yesterday. And it's 10 ways a saved man can be lost. Pray with me. Lord, in the name of Jesus, direct our thoughts, direct our words, anoint us to speak. Anoint your word that it will not come back void as you so promised. God, now move is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to continue on in this subject. It's not a popular subject. It's not made me very popular amongst people because the majority of people claiming to be Christians today are justified in their sin. They're still living in their sins, and only a small percent. I heard a statistic the other day, 88% of the preachers preaching in America does not believe the Word of God and does not preach the Word of God. That's sad. Last count I heard a few years ago was 85, and now they say it's confirmed at 88% of the preachers. And if a preacher believes once saved, always saved, he goes in that category. Because there's no Bible for it. You know, you can twist the Bible, make the Bible anything, say anything you want. You can take a verse out here and a verse out there. But if you rightly divide it, there's no way that doctrine is any good. And it will doom a soul that believes it. We want to move on. I think we covered up through seven of the categories, and we got about three more to go. And there's a lot involved in those. And here in John, 1 John 1 and 7, this category is by refusing to walk in the light. And this in John 1 and 7, 1 John, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all our sins. There's the key. You have to be cleansed of your sin. And if you get saved and still keep sinning, you didn't get saved to start with. And if you keep on sinning, then you have got to come to God. And any sin that's not confessed, if you can't remit it, if you can't confess it, it won't be washed and it'll be on your record at judgment. The blood will not cover the first sin that's not remitted. You can't go online and say, I'm justified. You can't go on committing adultery and say, I'm justified in it. You'll be lost when the judgment comes. Then in John 1 and 5, it says, light shineth into darkness. Talking about the light. It shineth into darkness, and the darkness comprehend it not. If you've got the light in you, it'll light your path and it'll direct you. But if it's not in you, you're going to stumble and fall in sin. Category number 9, by refusing to make things right with God when sin is committed. Luke 13 and 3, I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. That is the law of the Scripture. You had to repent to get saved, and if you commit sin, you will have to come back to God, and you'll have to repent of it, and you'll have to have it cleansed. Revelations 2 and 5. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do thou first works over. We've covered that before, but it's worth covering again. And then we're going to look what the Spirit said, to the church of Ephesus. That's the understanding of that. Now let's look in 1 John. That would be chapter 1, verse 8, 9, and 10. Here it says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Verse 10, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and the word is not in us. That's as plain as you can say it. Amen. We've got to confess our sins. If we're not willing to confess them, we cannot be cleansed of them. Then in category number 10, by refusing to keep the body under subjection. Romans chapter 6 and verse 16. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourself servants to obey his servant, ye are to whom ye obey. You got to choose what you're going to serve. You know, you got to be men is led by the Spirit of God or the sons of God. Other side of that coin is you're not led of the Spirit of God, you're not the Son of God. You've got to have a change take place in your life. You've got to let the Spirit of God draw you, direct you, and you got to walk in that Spirit. Romans 8 and in 13 and 14, for if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die, but if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. Then verse 14, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, just said that a minute ago, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. What are you today? Are you led by the Spirit of God? If you are, you're going to crucify the flesh. You're going to take up your cross and follow him. And you're going to be born again by the Spirit of God because your sins have been cleansed. If you're still in sin, I don't care if you got a 40-year Sunday school badge. I don't care if you've been baptized. Do you know every tadpole over here in the river? Makes no difference. If you're still in your sin, you're still lost. And there's a question there. Did you get saved to start with? And if you claim you did, then you're living a reprobate life. So which is it, my friend? Are you saved or are you just fooled? You know, a lot of people's just fooled. And the preacher that fools you is going to be fooled himself on judgment because he's going to say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. And he's going to have to be turned away and led into darkness. Now let's look in Paul's writings to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians and in chapter 3, here verse 16 and verse 17. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. You know, we are the temple. We're not supposed to abuse this body by drinking. You know, we know cigarettes causes many lung diseases, even cancer. And we should not do those things. Alcohol and drugs, literally this meth eats the flesh and eats the teeth right out of people's head, and they'll still go do it. That's destroying the body. And then this generation we're living in today, I know when I was a young man years ago, back in the 50s, and back at that time, people, there was a kind of a thing of tattoos, and it got big for a while, and then it kind of went away for a while. But the young crowd have went slap crazy. They got a tattoo. I seen a man the other day, his arms and his neck and his face, they wasn't a square inch nowhere that you could see that had any skin except it had a tattoo on it. And it's a shame to mess up your body like that. It's not right. And, you know, some people's got saved and nothing they can do about it. And they've got to live with that torment the rest of their life. And I know God will forgive you. But you think before you mark up your body. If you're not a Christian, you listen to this, you still think about it. God may draw you through this message and you may become saved. Do not mark up your body, because it's an abomination in the sight of God. And, you know, we need to be true to God. But this is his temple. And then in verse 17, if any man defile the temple of God, he shall be destroyed, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. The Bible tells, without holiness no man will see the Lord. We're supposed to be holy. We're supposed to conform to holiness. And if you don't conform to holiness, then you're not going to make it. And I know a lot of people jump up and down and say that's legalism. I'm not telling you how short is or how long is. I'm telling you if you defile the body. I'm telling you if you destroy it through cigarettes, destroy it through smoking and drinking and all those things and meth and LSD and cocaine, and you destroy that flesh, you're going to find yourself in hell one day. So you need to come out of your sins, come out of that, purge yourself, and ask Jesus Christ to save you and wash you and cleanse you this very day. Now in 1 Corinthians in the 6th chapter, 15 through 20, these verses. Know ye not that your bodies are the temple of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of a harlot? God forbid. That comes down to adultery and fornication. You can't do those things. You've got to repent of it. Got to come clean. Now, verse 16, what? Know ye not that he which is joined to a harlot is one body? For two, said he, shall be one flesh. You better watch who you involve with, or you have a spirit you can't get rid of, and you have a disease you can't get rid of. Verse 17, but he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Flee, verse 18 says, flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. We need to glorify God. Our body needs to be glorification unto God. It needs to be holy and presentable before the Lord. It can glorify God. And that's the will and the purpose of God. This next scripture is Colossians 3 and verse 1 through 10. This is powerful. I refer to this. It has so much understanding. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand side of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things of the earth. For you're dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Verse 5 says, mortify therefore your members which ye are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affections, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Verse 6, for the which things sakes the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walk sometimes when ye lived in them. But now, verse 8, but now ye also put off all these angers, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of thy mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man, and ye have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Plain and understanding, if you're still walking around in all these sins and you're not cleansed, then you've not put on the new man. And how can you be a new man and still have all those things going in your life? You know, I don't believe you can curse God and blaspheme against his name and have him. And a lot of people, when they get mad, lose their temper, they go to cursing or saying a bunch of filthy language. I believe they need to get saved according to the word of God. Then in a closing scripture here in James chapter 4 and verse 17, therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Plain, I rest my case. I believe the Bible said that he that sinned willfully, Hebrews 10:26, he that sinned willfully, after he come to the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for him. My friend, if you are still sinning and you claim to have the knowledge of the truth in you, then the blood is not going to keep covering. You keep going back and committing that adultery. You keep going back and committing that fornication. You keep lying, cussing, rapping, raving, drinking, taking of drugs, and all those illicit things that people do. You keep on doing those things. And I'm going to tell you something. You are not a saved man. And if somebody's told you you are, they've told you a lie. And you need to repent of your sins, be washed and be clean. Because God's people's holy people. Without holiness, no man will see the Lord. I hope this teaching has been a blessing to you. You know, if you don't walk in the spirits, it's going to make you mad. I'm sorry. You'll want to throw rocks at me. And a lot of people try to. And that's all right too. I'm going to preach the truth, because the truth's the only thing going to save you. It's the only thing going to save me. It's the only thing going to save this world. So God love you. God bless you. Let's pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, reach out and save a sinner that's lost. Save a church member that's lost. Save that person that the preacher's done told them a lie and filled them up with junk. It's no good. God, let them come out of that false doctrine today and be saved and be separated and be washed and cleansed, and their name be written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and be that new man and be renewed in their spirit. God grant it, Lord, and we'll just give you the praise and the glory for it in the name of Jesus. Heal, set free, deliver, give miracles to those that call upon your name, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Until our next teaching, may God bless you.